Page 53. 3. Listening and speaking. What would you give away? A. Listen to three people talk about ways to help others. Number the summaries of what they say, 1 through 3. Then listen again and complete the sentences for each person. 1.
So what would you sell, you know, if you wanted to give money to charity like the Salwin family?
Well, let's see. If I really wanted to make an effort and, you know, spend less, one thing I would do, you know, is I would definitely cut back on gas. You know, it costs me a fortune every month just to buy gas. So, yeah, it'd be easy if I rode my bike to get places. So, yeah.
And who would you give the money to?
Let's see. Probably to a children's charity. Something to do with kids.
2.
So, what would be, like, the easiest thing to cut back on or give up?
It's terrible how much food I buy in a week and then throw out because I don't have time to cook it, or I'm not paying attention to what I'm buying, and, you know, it looks good at the time, and then it just gets thrown out later. And that kind of waste makes me really angry. So that would probably be the easiest thing for me to get on top of. You know, if I bought less food. Save that money and give it away, you know, to local schools or something. They always need supplies.
3.
So what would be, you know, what would be the best way to help the homeless, do you think?
Well, actually, I have discussed with people in the past how, like, giving money is fine, but sometimes it feels like, actually helping is better. So, like, when I've, like, volunteered, that feels like doing something real, and it feels much better than, like, giving $5 to somebody. So, you know, helping out serving food in a food kitchen for the homeless or something like that. And it'd be totally possible to do that if I just organized my schedule.